It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
The Giants over Atlanta, 2-0. So they've taken the first two of this three-game weekend series and remain two games up on the Dodgers in the National League West. We're going to review the game with some of the highlights, but first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The Dodgers won their game 5-1 in Cincinnati. So the Giants still two games up on L.A. Tomorrow, by the way, I checked it, and it's Clayton Kershaw who will go for L.A. against Wade Miley, who's really been the top starter this year for the Reds. He's 12-5 with an earned run average a little bit below 3. So Wade Miley, which is that's a tough outing for the Dodgers going against him in Cincinnati tomorrow, you would think. The Phillies won their game in New York 5-3 over the Mets back of Aaron Nola, and now the Braves are one game back of Atlanta in the National League East. The Giants beating Atlanta 2-0, and time now for the Honda highlights of the game. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. The Giants with Alex Wood making the start against really the ace of the Atlanta rotation, Charlie Morton. And the first time the Giants had faced Morton in 3 years. And Wood was just sensational. He gave the Giants three strong innings, did not allow a hit. He hit one batter. That was the only batter he allowed on base. And he had four strikeouts. And but he was removed from the game in the fourth inning. But the first inning was a strikeout of Ozzie Albies. So the first batter that he faced in a little over 3 weeks, 23 days since his last start, was Ozzie Albies, who's got 28 homers and 94 batted in, and he struck him out. The next batter was Jorge Soler. Here it is. Ground ball into the hole at short. Far to his right. Crawford. Spin pivot. The one-hop throw to first. In time. He does it again. It did not seem very likely that he'd get an out on a ball like that. He had to go way over into the hole. He was on the outfield grass and quickly made a spin off his right foot and the off-balance throw. And I think he intentionally, to get it there as quickly as possible, made the one-hop throw to belt, and it was right there. Soler was out by a stab. Yeah, and that kind of set the tone. The Giants' defense was outstanding all night long as another play was right after that. Freeman hit a ground ball that Chris Bryant made a headlong dive to his left to get and scrambled to his feet and threw him out to end the inning. Two outstanding plays in the first inning alone. LaStella made a diving play to take one away from Heredia in the third inning, leading off an inning. So the game was nothing-nothing leading into the fourth inning. And in the fourth against Morton, Lamont Wade drew a walk leading off the first leadoff batter to reach base for the Giants in the game. And then Crawford got to a 3-0 count, and then he pulled a single into right field, putting two men on. Then Yastrzemski laid down a bunt, and I thought maybe he was probably trying to get a bunt hit to load the bases, but whatever. It was just a brilliant play made by Austin Riley, a bare-handed pickup, and he just barely got Yaz at first base by a fraction of a step, but that ended up being a sacrifice bunt, moving the runners up. So now Wade was at third, Crawford was at second, one out, the infield came in, Kurt Casale was the hitter.
And the pitch. Swinging a little looper to right and a base hit. Right over the head of Freeman. Wade scores, here comes Crawford. He scores and the Giants lead 2-0. Just a little flare and it worked.
Indeed it did, and that is the hit of the game, knocking in the only runs of the game. The hit of the game sponsored by Pig in a Pickle. home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at pigandapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. And by the way, talk about a dramatic turnaround. In the first half of that inning, that was the inning where Zach Littell came on in relief of Alex Wood. And the first batter that he faced was Jorge Soler. And he had one deep to center field that ended up looking like a home run. In fact, the second base umpire, Hunter Wendelstedt,
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
A home run, but going as high as he possibly could to knock it back onto the field was Steven Duggar. So they didn't get a run on the play. Only a double, and there was no question about it. He actually had hit into the webbing of the glove, and he almost as if trying to make sure that it wouldn't hit off the glove and then drop over the wall for a homer anyway. He kind of swatted at it and knocked it back into the field of play. So it was a double, but then Freeman got a single. They had first and third and nobody out against Littell, who then struck out Riley, Duvall, and Darno in succession, and they did not get anything at all. The defense of Duggar, and then some sensational clutch pitching from Zach Littell, and the Braves came up empty. In the sixth inning, Jay Jackson, who had retired the Braves in the fifth inning, came back to start the sixth, but he walked Soler starting the inning. And then Harleen Garcia came in from the Giants bullpen to face the dangerous Freddie Freeman.
The pitch. Swing at a line drive to Belt. Belt steps on the bag. Double play. And Freeman hit that as hard as you could hit it. And Belt caught it, and Soler had nowhere to go.
Yeah, so a big play there, the double play, and it looked even bigger moments later when Riley got a base hit to center field. So then Duvall hit a fly ball to shallow right, end of that threat, and on we went into the seventh inning. And in the seventh inning, the Giants pitcher was Jose Alvarez, and Alvarez got Darno on a strikeout, Swanson on a line drive to right center, but Rosario got a base hit, and then Orlando Arcia came up as a pinch hitter. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swing, ground ball, wide of third. Diving is Bryant. He can't get it. Crawford gets it behind him. Spins, throws across the body to second, just in time for the force out on Rosario. Another great play by Brandon Crawford. The inning is over. Yeah, Crawford... it was just at the very apex of his game, it seemed like, tonight. So it was still 2-0 Giants. And for the eighth inning, it was Tyler Rogers back in there. And he faced the top of the Braves' batting order. Albies, he had the 28 homers, 94 RBIs. A foul out to first. He got Soler on a ground out. And then Freddie Freeman, 30 home runs for the year, hit a foul fly that was caught by Lamont Wade Jr. after a long run right next to the sidewall. Three up, three down. And finally, for the ninth inning, the man who was brought in was Dom Leone. And Leone, he got Riley. But then Duvall got a base hit with a very gritty at-bat. It was quite a battle. So Duvall was at first with one out. And there was Travis Darno, the man who hit the three-run homer to put the Braves ahead in the ninth inning last night. And he had a chance to do something dramatic again tonight. Darno, 0-for-2, was hit by a pitch his first time up. He has struck out his last two times. Hard ground ball to third, could be two. Bryant, the second one. Lestetta, the first. Two, a double play, and that is a wrap. Dom Leone gets the save, and the Giants make it two in a row over the Atlanta Braves. And they maintain their two-game lead over the Dodgers in the National League West. 13 games remain, indeed. So a great night, and just a game. You score two runs, and you don't win many of those games, much less to win the game by two runs. when you had to get six innings out of your bullpen, and it was six spotless innings. The Giants' bullpen has continued to be the best in the game. Zach Littell got credit for the win. The player we give credit to for their stellar performance, and we're just going to have to go with the whole bullpen because they were all superb. And the player we give credit to is sponsored by GEICO, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And the K-Counter now, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitchers had 10 strikeouts, four of them from the starter, Alex Wood, and three of them from the first reliever in, Zach Littell. And in fact, two more for Jay Jackson, who was the first man in after them. Six strikeouts by the Atlanta bullpen. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this together and our network coordinator, Sean Duckett. I'm John Miller on behalf of my colleagues, Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruko, and Dave Fleming. Dave is on assignment. He'll be back here tomorrow. Reminding you to please join us here at the ballpark tomorrow if you can. A sunshiny day in the forecast. SFGiants.com to get your tickets. And we'll have it on the radio with a 105 first pitch. It will be Anthony DeSclafani up against the left-hander Max Fried of the Braves. The expanded weekend pregame show will commence at 11:35 a.m. tomorrow. We'll see you then. Good night now from Oracle Park in San Francisco, where the Giants have defeated Atlanta 2-0.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.